Well, from Northern Ontario, he started writing in the mid-90s in California, spent almost two decades in Nashville, where he recorded two records and an EP, also worked on two Broadway shows in New York and Chicago. Moved back to Canada, though, in 2017, where he continues to write and perform. And he's got a show coming up at the Somewhere Else Pub in Saskatoon on July the 17th. It is Steve Benoit. Good morning to you, Steve.
Good morning. How are you?
I am so excellent. I wanted to talk a little bit about your time down in Nashville. How was that life for you for almost two decades?
It was pretty special. I moved there at a time when it was still relatively a small city. You know, this was in the late 90s. In the time that I was there, it just grew exponentially, especially in the last, I think, 10 to 15 years. It's just been crazy. Like any growing city, you know, comes, you know, it's hordes of traffic. It's a number one tourist destination now. The downtown area is pretty crazy. I think a lot of people just go to Nashville to party, a lot of bachelorette parties, bachelor parties, and so on, you know.
Right on. Well, let's talk a bit about your Broadway show background, too. Which productions were you a part of?
The first one was a production called Ring of Fire. It was originally on Broadway, and then a production company called Phoenix Entertainment picked it up and put it on the road. So that was the first one I was on. We toured all over the U.S. For the better part of 8 months in 07, 08. So it was kind of a jukebox type musical, Johnny Cash music. So that was, it was good work, you know, while you could get it kind of a thing. I'd been a fan of that music my whole life. So it was just on a whim, went to an audition and they offered me the role right there on the spot. So it was pretty cool.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Well, tell us a bit about your musical talents. You know, if somebody hasn't seen a Steve Benoit show before, I know you got a few shows coming up here in the prairies. You're in Regina. You're out in Alberta, too. Talk us through a Steve Benoit show. What can fans expect?
Well, you know, a lot of what I write about is close to home. I'm definitely, you know, would be considered Canadiana because I write about what I see and what I know, even like people, you know, characters from the area or places in Canada that I've been. You know, it's funny. I lived in the States for 23 years, but I was always, you know, staunchly Canadian at heart, and always strong ties to my roots here. So it was good to get back here. I kind of started when I was writing songs or trying to find a voice, find my way. It always got back to, you know, well, write about what you know, and you know, so there's a lot of stories. You know, I found my strengths in storytelling. So, you know, when I'm performing, I've learned from being a part of the Broadway shows as well, is how to pace a show, how to engage the audience, how to tell stories and have a nice flow going with it. Right. So, that Broadway experience really helped in my own personal, you know, development as a performer. Right. So.
There you go. And you're also a master at the harmonica, too. I noticed that in some of your videos, that you fire that up every now and again, hey?
Yeah, I don't know if I'm a master, but I kind of learned out of necessity when you're doing solo acoustic shows. It's nice to have another instrument there. So I kind of just basically learned, kind of forced myself to learn and fake it till you make it, as I like to say.
For sure.
It's been working thus far, so.
Right on. Do the nerves get up a little bit? You know, a solo acoustic show, I mean, not only do you have, of course, your performances and your songs itself, but you got to tell the stories behind all that. So do you get worked up a little bit when the crowd's out there, or how are you on the nerve front?
Yeah, not so much anymore. When you do those types of shows and you're playing in every situation possible to, you know, many different sizes of audiences. And, you know, there's always going to be a little bit of nerves, but once you get the first song, second song under your belt, it puts me at ease. And, I don't get nervous like I used to, you know, so thankfully.
There you go. Are you one of the guys that puts a bunch of stickers on your guitar case, or are you kind of a classical leave it the way it was from the factory type of guy?
Yeah, I started out as leaving it the way it was, but then I started accumulating some cool stickers. So it's covered up in stickers on my main guitar case for sure.
So what's your favorite sticker on the guitar case then?
That's a good question. A lot of them are from just places that I've been, through the travels. There's a really cool place in Kentucky called Paradise Point, which was really neat. I went and visited some friends there. It's this really funky restaurant and outdoor collector's place. Pretty neat, you know. But I probably my sticker from Ireland that I got last year when I went and did a tour over there. So,
hey,
that was pretty special.
Yeah, well, both sound pretty cool for sure. Well, Steve Benoit, we can't wait for your show again. It's coming up here at the Somewhere Else Pub on Thursday, July the 17th. Showtime is going to be at 8:00. If you love your Canadiana, it's going to be a great show. Steve, is there anything else you wanted to add?
No, I'm so looking forward, to coming to Saskatchewan and the prairies. It's going to be my first time out there. Hence the name, you know, How the West Was Won Over. I'm hoping to win over a few new fans. And I'd like to shout out and thank you, Shane Emodian from Bulletproof Agency, who got me, set all this up for me. So thanks to him.
Right on. Well, you'll love the canola fields in full bloom by that time around. I can guarantee it, Steve.
Oh, I'm excited. Thank you.
Right on. Steve Benoit, enjoy your time here in Saskatchewan in the prairies.
Thank you so much. Good talking to you.